So, reading from the Blau edition. Shelosh Shlishis, Mam Rabbi Yitzchok Zal. So Rabbi Yitzchok over here is the riff. Chavdal Dvar Makavis, a Chuva Yitzchok into the Gemara, O Le'echo, Le'echo Ramachabrin. And so the question is, you know, the famous Memra, which as the Ram is going to mention, he himself built the whole fourth parak of Hilchos Tshuva on this Memra, that there are 24 things that are Makiv the Tshuva. So it was first discovered in, you know, the Rif says this Lashon in the end of Yuma, you know, when end of Yuma talks, the eighth parak talks about the Halachas of Yom Kippur and Tshuva. So it's a mystery, like the Ran says, right there on the spot. Right? Where is this Chazal? Sounds like a Chazal, that there are 24 things that are Makiv the Tshuva. So says the Rambam like this, I mean, Eno Bechal Begemara, Velo Besefta, Velo Besafra, Velo Besifri. Right? It's not in, not in a Gemara, it's not in a Tosefta, it's not in a Safra, it's not a Frey. Vashel L'Sheil, Im Kiptzom Echor Mecham Zulosa, Efshar Ava Eni Yodea Mi Kiptzom. So now the question is, was the Rif the first one, or did someone prior to him collate this? So is it, could be, but I don't know. Avarubam Niskarim B'Mishra B'Talmud, but the facts are, right, that most of these 24 are not a Chiddush, right, that's one could find somewhere in a Gemara that any one of these 24 are Ma'akiv Tshuva, meaning the Etzem Dinim are not a Chiddush. It could be very well proven from the Mishnah or the Talmud that this thing is a Ma'akiv Tshuva. You know, the question is, you know, how, who collated them to a list, right? So now, most of them could be clearly sourced. And of ones that are not mefurish, you know, we could derive it, you know, from, you know, Gidrei Talmud Torah, you know, be medayik, Svara dictates that these things ought to be ma'akev the tshuva also. And like we mentioned before, we brought down this minyan. It's the basis, right, of the fourth parak of Hilchos Tshuva. Right, so in his chibur, it's called the Torah. He brings it down, but also midas heosam kol maksa tshuva. The Rambam over there doesn't just list the 24; he also explains them. So it's not just a dry list, but the Rambam in that parak, you know, added the explanation, what is so terrible about these things that they're ma'akiv tshuva. Right? This is a very straightforward tshuva. There's really not much to, that needs to be contemplated. It's just very interesting that the, making lists, right, was automatically assumed, right, to be from a Mishnah or a Brisa or a Mishnah or a Brisa. You know, or the Tosefta, the Safra, Sifrei. I think what the Rambam meant when he said Gemara, right, I don't think he meant as in that the Gemara would do a thing like that, because we know it's not the derech of the Gemara. The Gemara is, you know, mefalpel. It asks, it answers, it explains the necessity. You know, perhaps it would be a memra of one man de Omar. Right, but it's not. That's, I think, what he meant. The Gemara, that is somewhere in the Gemara, to be a member of some Tana or Amora that had compiled this list. But it's just very interesting, right, that the Rishonim, when seeing say that there are 24 things in Ma'akev the Tshuva, they assumed it must be a Chazal somewhere. It must be a Memra, because, you know, it's not really the derech of the post Talmudic Sforim, you know, to make these type of lists. This was very typical of the Tanoim. I don't know if we really see it by the Amoraim so much, but, you know, for sure by the Tanoim, you know, these are the Memras, and this was the, this is the avoda of the Mishnah and things that are similar to the Mishnah, and that's why I said when the Rambam says over here Gemara, we don't find it in the Gemara. So I checked the other translations of Tshuva, if it perhaps would be omitted. To the best of my knowledge, in all the translations, it'll say the word Gemara. But as I think anyone who's Rogil in Talmud understands that when the Rambam meant Gemara, it means it'll be a Memra somewhere. The Gemara has two functions. Gemara has the function that it researches the origins of halacha, the minani mili, or it also makes new halacha based on old halacha. As you know, the bayaluhus, you know, what would be the halacha if, what would be halacha if. Right, and it also explains, you know, my timer. You know, what's the reason? What forced him to say that? Right, you know, that those are roughly the categories of the things that the Talmud does. Right, it was the derech of the Tanoim to collate. Right, the Mishnah and Chiburim from that era, you know, collated things like, you know, Isha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachin, Koras Ashma B'Shtei Drachin, Arba Avos Nezikin. So you're like, so the Brisa, you know, of Rebbe Chiya, the Tosefta, Chafdalid Avos Nezikin. Right, and then the Gemara just darshan, you know, how they came to that number, why it's not more, why it's not less, Lelim Ute Mai, right, etc., etc. Right, that was the derech of the Tanoim, right, to collate things, and that's the derech of the Mishnah, derech chibur, right, as the Rambam writes in a few places. It's a chibur, and the way of the chibur is to collate things and pull things together, right, all from the base medrash of Rabbi Akiva, you know, and that's what the Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva, Otzer Bolum, that, you know, he would just pick up, you know, and information throughout the day, and then at night, you know, this is a safra, this is a mishnah. He would make seder out of it. So even though the Tanoim Bedera Klal did this, you know, the Rabbi Akiva Beis Midrashu were masters, right? Rabbi Akiva v'Talmidav were masters in collating. That's why Kul Steve Musli Rabbi Akiva. That's the wonderful work of Rabbi Akiva. One of his geniuses is to pull things together in chiburim. And to make these lists, you know, all the different shmuz of the dinim, which were said at different times in history and in different mesechtas, but had what to do with each other, pulling them all together, lepunduk echad, in an organized way. That was the work of the Tanoim, you know, Tanoim in general, Rabbi Kiyo Beis Midrasho in particular. And that's what Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you know, was finalized, and, you know, the epitome of the Chibor's Mishnah. You know, the later Rishonim, you know, no, I should take that back. I meant, you know, from the Gemara and onwards, I meant to say. Post-Mishnaic, right? So everything is coming as a Pirush on the Mishnah. Right? So, as the word of Mishnah is the book, you know, and the where everything is collated and made into whole lists, right? And ever since then, we're just trying to understand the Mishnah, right? That's the book, and everything else is a commentary on the book, and there are commentaries on the commentaries. And that's the way the Rishonim are pretty much built. They're built as, you know, commentaries on the commentary, which is the Talmud, and the book is the Mishnah, right? The Rambam, you know, was, but it seems that the Rif already started doing it ahead of him. Well, that's why people expected it can't be a Rif. You know, it must be a Brisa somewhere. But in the Rambam, does Nishkain Pella, the Rambam does this all the time. The genius of the Rambam is that the Rambam, in his style, goes back to, right, the style of the Mishnah. And he writes that about himself all over, you know, and whether it's in the, you know, in the Hakdama to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's going to go in the Derech of the Mishnah, right? And if that's the famous letter they wrote to Rav Pinchas Hadayin, that he goes Bederech HaMishnah, and the Rambam, this work, you know, this is something that he does all the time. He makes lists. Yud Gimel Ikrim, Yud Dalet Shoroshim. And this type of research of Chof Dal Dvar Makmus HaTshuva is like seeing it in a Rambam, it would not faze us whatsoever. If you say the Rambam was the first one to pull the 24 together. The truth is, until I learned this Tshuva, I have to confess, until I learned this Tshuva, I honestly believed that the Rambam was the one who came up with this list of the 24 Dvarim HaMakvis HaTshuva, because it didn't sound, I was not aware of it being a Gemara anywhere. All right, I was, you know, like the Nosei Kelim, like the Kesef Mishnah says right there on the spot. And the Kesef Mishnah did not have this Tshuva. All right, so the Kesef Mishnah just brings the Ran, how the Ran wonders where the Rif got it. I just assumed that the Rambam was the first one to make it. I was not aware, I didn't take notice that it's a Rif already. Because it's very typical of the Rambam to do that, because the Rambam, as he says, he goes derech chibur, in the derech of the Mishnah, that he he made a book out of all the information in the Talmud and all the pilpulim in the Talmud. He went in the Derech Mishnah to pull it all together in an organized fashion. So if someone would tell you that the Rambam was the first one to make this list of the Chavdal Dvarim, HaMakvis HaTshuva, no one would be shocked, just like he pulled together the Yud Gimel Ikrim from, as he says, Mimakamos Mefuzarim, right? And he came up with the 14 Shoroshim, and that's his Derech B'chol Makom, right? But, the Rif was not known to do things like this, and as a matter of fact, didn't become in until the Rambam, and even after the Rambam, though, the one that came closest to the Derech HaSeder of the Rambam was the Tur, but he goes to his own Seder. All right, so anyway, this is why everyone was shocked that, something like this, Esrim Vav Dvarim Makvis HaTshuva, right, must be a Mishnah or a Brisa somewhere, because really it's the Tanoim that did this type of, that was their style of writing and did that type of research. Later Sforim, are commentaries on the commentary, which is the Talmud. Okay, this is all we have to say about this. Okay, we move on to the next Shaila. Shaila Ravias, Da'atenu B'dvar Tzitzis Shel Pishtim Atal Shel Pishtim. Okay, anyone who goes through, this sugya is a very long one, to say the least. I neglected to post, but I'm sure everyone knows where to find the Rif. The Rif has Halachas Ketanos, right, in the back of Menachas, his Hilchos Tefillin, his Hilchos Tzitzis, and he has a long Arichas over there. And he just alludes to what he writes, Bederach Aruka, in the Hilchos Tzitzis, in Perek B'mem Madlikin, because the famous Gemara about Rabbi Yehuda came back from the mikveh and he put on a sadin that had tzitzis in it, right? And the Talmidim hid their sadinim from him because they didn't have tzitzis on them. And he says, I told you the halacha is like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai, that a sadin is chayav in tzitzis, right? So over there he just alludes to a shita, and that's where the Baal Amor, who holds like the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Baruch, takes issue with the Rif. So, it's very, very hard, and it's very lengthy, but it goes into Mamish Dakastik, the very Dakastik of Chochma, when the Gemara has a lot of Memris, and a whole ongoing Shakvatar, how to pick out what the Maskonis are, what phases of the Gemara stand and what phases of the Gemara were eliminated in course of Shakavataria, and it can make your head spin. Anyone who wants to read the Rif over there in Halach Sftanis, anyone who wants to read the Tamim Deim, it's not the Tamim Deim, it's Rav Yitzchak Bar Baruch, it got printed in Tamim Deim, so I posted over there. All right, the Rambam, just deals with the Shaila from above without getting into the nitty-gritty of the Shakla Vitaria between them. What I have to be Ma'orer, I will speak out, but let's now read the Rambam. It's like we said, it didn't just start, as a machlokas, the Rif and the Rav Yitzchak Bar Baruch and the Baal Amor, for that matter, and all those that took on the Rif. It didn't just start from there. It really was a diun in the Gemara. Beis Shammai did not want a person to put tzitzis in a sadin, right, at all, because they didn't darshan the smuchim of ase doche los ase. So you had a problem with the tchelis anyway, right? And Beis Hillel was matir. The question is, to what extent is Beis Hillel matir, right? And if it came out, right, that even according to Beis Hillel, there was a gzera midrabanan, still not to put tcheles in a sadin, which is linen. Tcheles has to be wool. That's chok v'lo yavar. The lovan could be either wool or linen, right? But the tcheles had to be wool, right? So there's two gzeres to rabbanon of why not putting tcheles there. Right, the one is, because if like one lashon, right, that tzitzis is only a chiyuv by day, right. So if they do it by night, there'll be a problem, right, that the Aseh is not going to be Dochet Alos Aseh, and it'll be over on Shatnez, because the Aseh is only Dochet Alos Aseh when the Aseh is in effect. And if Tzitz is a Ksus Yom and not a Ksus Laila, so Gzerim Bipnei Ksus Laila, and then no Taka be a problem of Shatnez, because a Ksus Laila is not Chayiv in Tzitzis. Right? It seems in the Gemara that Sadin linens were like, it's what they use for their nightwear. Right. Another lashon is that it'll be torn out of place, and a person may not restring the tzitzis, so just sew up the hole that got torn up, put the hole made tzitzis in, and sew the hole. Right, and then there's a problem of tasev lomina asui, and again you have a problem of shatnez, because since it wasn't done kalocha, you don't have ase doche lo sase. But the question is biyamenu, we don't have tchelis anyway, right? So we don't have tchelis at all. Can we do linen tzitzis in linen? Right, so the it seems that already before the rif. Everyone, at least the Soda Balmor claims, as does the Rav Yitzchak Bar Baruch does make mention, but the Balmor claims that until the Rif, right, no one put, no one made tzitzis in linen at all. They did not put, because once Chazal assured to put tchelis in there, so mimela, it became mufka from the mitzvah of tzitzis, altogether. Because right? Maishna, if you're outlawing the tchelos, you outlaw the lavan. So even though there's no problem shanis, because the lavan will be made out of the strings of lavan will be made out of pishtan, right? And it's going to be pishtan, but nonetheless, it's kula chada gzera, right? That's mamish osur. And to the point that it's not only is it osur, right? But if you avar v'osa etzeh, and you make a brocha, al mitzvah tzitzis, a brocha of atola, right? And the riff. Came up that only the tchelis was osur, and biyamenu that it's only the lavan and there is no tchelis, so you make the lavan out of pishtan and it's fine, right? That was toref hamachlokas, right? The rias are so everyone brings chavilos of rias of both sides trying to make their diukim from the Gemara. There are lines of Gemara that are mashma one way, lines of Gemara mashma the other way, and which lines are dafka or stan lemaskon, which not. So that, look again in the halachas katanas of the Rif, and look in this tshuva of the Tamim Deim, that's printed in Tamim Deim, I mean to say, because the Baal Amor Omer Olav Kadosh, right? The Baal Amor says, with a size from his one or two svaros that he quotes, he says that, in his opinion, this tshuva of Rav Yitzchak Bar Baruch shlugged up the Rif, and he further says that was the minhag kadmonim until the Rif came. Right, the Rif changed the minhag. It used to be no one put tzitzis in a sadin, and anyone who did was, like the Gemara says, min amatmiyin, and then the mamash were very negative about it, of anyone who did it. Right, and the Rif came and changed the minhag, and everyone's just following the Rif. So the Ayin Sham in the Balam Mor and Perak B'Mamad Likin. All right, so then we're going to just deal with how the Rambam deals with this situation from above. All right, and maybe we'll point out a thing or two. All right. Al da'atenu b'dvar tzitzis shel pishtin b'dal shel pishtin. Ein lanu osu b'zal mashiske Rabbeinu Yitzchak b'alochas. Right, we have nothing to add. What the Rif said. Right, in the Dalach's Ketanas, at the back of Maseches Menachos, right? Zuhi etzli hadea amitis. What the Rif said, the Rambam categorically considers to be the correct way to learn and the correct way to figure out what stands l'maskana. Shloifak bo shum bal iyun. Right? No bal iyun should ever have any question. Meaning to say, right, that to him, right, to the Rambam, the Rif's way of learning up all those Gemaras and pulling them together and cheshbening out what stands l'maskana is the more svaradikal way to learn. Right? So Aniya Cotton, all I can tell you, going through the tshuva of Ritzik Baruch that I also made available to you, right? I'm too small to be machria. I can only tell you that the Baal Amor writes Mamish Fakir on this point, that the Baal Mor in Perek B'Mem Alikin says, anyone who reads the Tshuva of Yitzchak Baruch Baruch sees he clearly schlugged up the Rif. It was just interesting of how what's called, you know, straight thinking is in itself a machlekes. The Rambam held that the Rif, any Bar Sechel will see that the Rif is thinking straight. And the Baal Hamor says, Mamish Punk Faker, anyone who's honest will see that it was Rav Yitzchak Baruch who was thinking straight. Right? So now there's a this Lushan that we have over here. He says, I saw what he wrote in his tshuva. And it's not anything other than Nitzuach Lamisha Kodam. I initially thought that it might mean that, Rav Yitzchak Baruch Baruch is starting up with, those who came before him, i.e., the Rambam is implying that this was the Minog. The Minog was to do Tzitzis Shel Pishtim, the Pishtim. Right? So first, that's what I thought initially. Then I saw, the way it's translated, right? Elsewhere, like in the old edition, that was printed in Europe. Chumash Rabbeinu Baruch over there. It's Rabbeinu Baruch. I guess it's Lashon Kotzer. It's meant to Rabbi Yitzchak Baruch. Which was of Kvar Tira V'Tayin Lo Timtza Shum Yitaron Amash Zachar Rabbi Yitzchak. You will not see that he is in any way able to schlug up Rabbeinu Yitzchak, i.e. the Rif. So it doesn't say that Lashon of Nitzoch Lamisha Kodam Lo, to try to beat someone who came before him. Right? Unless you're going to read it, in the Parador. So he says, same Lashon. Lo time, lo tzitzuv shum yitron amash zocher Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Right? So then, when I saw the Baal Hamor, aside from the fact that Rav Yitzchak Baruch Baruch also claims that it was the Minog, right? But then I saw the Baal Hamor that he says that the Minog was mamish not like the Rif, and that people used to aser Sadim Betzitzis. So then I thought maybe the way to read it is Nitzuach Lamishkan is trying to defend and fight for those who came. Lamisha Kadam, i.e. before the Rif, or Lamisha Kadam Lo, is not referring to Rabbi Yitzchak Baruch himself, but Lamisha Kadam Lo is referring to the Rif. Alright, so I think if you're going to go with this Nusach, I think that's what it means. He's coming to fight for, right, those who came before the Rif. All right. But actually, the Rambam is not impressed. Right? Lo matzatu ikur b'shum panim v'ena kashir m'vilav elamashis karnu. So now the Rambam's Mosif, the din, that tzemer, the tzitzis, made out of wool or linen, when you make the tzitzis strings. All right, so the din of Rava, not that necessarily anyone argues, and that's the whole point. Right, that even if we don't paskin like Rava, that all minim are chayiv midoraisa, but still, nonetheless, the din stands, right, that the strings of tzemer and pishtim can pater not just begotim of, tzemer on tzemer and pishtim on pishtim, but you can put tzemer on cotton tzitzis, which is like our minhag today for those who wear non-woolen tzitzis. They put on, strings. Right. He put on strings of tzemer for the cotton, and for those who wear polyester, I don't know if polyester is chayav at all, right? But they also put on, the strings of tzemer, right? Because tzemer and pishtim pater all minim, just by other minim, you could also pater them with their own, right? You could make cotton tzitzis strings for cotton tzitzis, and etc., etc., okay? So the Rambam says that which the Rif said, right, that you should make your strings out of only tzemer and pishtim, that's not true, right? Right, maybe only said it l'chumra, right? But the, actually in another lushan of the, mainly said l'chumra is the lushan in one of the chuvas. What he said was not le'ikuva, was only le'chumra. Right, so that's the way it is in the edition that was printed in Europe. Right, and the same also in the Pe'er Hador, the Lushan is. Right, lav le'ikuva amra, same thing, different than what it says over here. Right. That even in the other nuschals of this tshuva, the Rambam's motive that the Rif didn't really mean it, right? He's just saying it l'chumra ba'alma, the mitzvah ba'alma would be a hidur, to put tzemer on a cotton beged, as opposed to making the tzitzis of a cotton beged out of cotton, right? Right. So it's so the Rif said it's he meant to only say that it's a hidur, not that it's ma'akiv, okay. Be a heater to have cotton tzitzis of tzemer, of wool, on a cotton beged. Okay? Already the Achronim are ma'irer that there wasn't, nowhere in the Rif was it muchrach that way, right? That he was saying such a din at all, even l'chatchila, right? But let's man the polig, this is for sure the halacha, that the incontrovertible halacha, right? That tzemer pishtim pater all minim, but of course in each and every min you could make tzitzis out of that min, cotton baguette out of strings out of cotton, and v'chule. I was speculating, right, but I have to go through the Tumim Daim again, the Tshuva born in Tumim Daim, I mean to say, that perhaps over there. Perhaps Efsher over there, right? Maybe in Korser Shakvataya, it's Mashma that over there. Man, that's the Rabbeinu Yitzchak that he is mentioning, that he is thinking about. Perhaps Rav Yitzchak Bar Baruch. Because, like I said, in the Rif, it's not Muchrach, any type of stance like this. As Yachron pointed out, there's no Hechrach to say that the Rif said that. Bech Shelo Yeh. Yeah, whether the Rambam held the Rif Mamish held that way Likuva or held only way the Chumra, right? But actually, the Rambam paskins that by Shar Minim, other than Semer and Pishim, it is kosher if you would make tzitzis strings out of the Min HaKanaf, the Seder. Right? And this is, by the way, true, despite the fact that the Rambam, and the Rif also, paskin like Rabbi Yishmol, right, that only tzemer and pishtim are the only types of begadim that are chayv midoraisa and tzitzis, right? So it comes out that even like all the other begadim are only chayv midrabanan, the cotton and anything else, anything that's not tzemer and pishtim, only chayv midrabanan. But still, afal pi kein, it was Rava who held that they're chayv midoraisa and said a kanaf mina kanaf. But actually, Rabbi Shmuel is not going to disagree that if it's only chayiv midrabbanan, there's no reason why the rabbanan shouldn't let you, make your cotton beged, pat your cotton beged with cotton tzitzis if it's only midrabbanan anyway. Good. Okay, the only thing that I have to say on this is that what I learned from both the Chov, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Baruch, and from that Baal Amor, right, in Perek B'Mamad Likin, I understood from both of them that they paskin halacha lemase, and it seems that it's mamish fundamental to the Reb Yitzchak Bar Baruch. It's fundamental to his pilpul, Right, they paskin halacha lemaase that halavan and the tchelis are ma'akev each other. They are ma'akev each other. Right, that it's only between the two of them that you have a mitzvah of tzitzis. And means what we do bizmanenu, that we only have lavan, we are not yoytze tzitzis midoraisa. We are not yoytze tzitzis midoraisa. Right. I learned that from both of them, and that's very clear. But by the way, the Baal HaMor does say that he, even though he holds that the Lavan and Tchelis are mak of each other, midoraisa, that Doraisa Dika Tzitzis is only with the Tchelis together with the Lavan, and less than that, you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah at all, midoraisa. Right? He says, even if I would hold that the Lavan and Tchelis aren't mak of each other, I would still say that's usher to make, you know, a tzitzis shel pishtan and a beged shel pishtan, because, you know, even if they're two separate chiyuvim and they're, which are not ma'akiv each other, once Chazal were geyser on tzitzis shame, tzitzis chadu. It's all one shame. So once they say, don't put tchelis in a sadin, they legislated against that. Even when the time when it was tchelis, they legislated against putting tchelis in a sadin, you know, shame, tzitzis chadu. That's what he says. So even though I hold that the one is takamak of each other, and therefore shame tzitzis mamish, chadhu midoraisa in a way that's ma'akev, so like my way of learning for sure, once the guys are against the tchelis, the guys are against the lavan, because it's all one mitzvah, mamish kipshutai, but even if I would hold that it's two, that they're not mak of each other, which I don't, says the Baal HaMor, even if I hold that they're not ma'akiv each other, I would still say that Chazal didn't want to be machalik because they're both called tzitzis. And that's very interesting. We're going to come back to that. But it's very clear if you go through the Tshuva of Yitzchak Bar Baruch, you know, that's also his working assumption that they're ma'akiv each other. So for sure, you know, that basic premise makes their stance more mistaber. Right, that this is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mitzvah of tzitzis is tchelis and lavan dafka together. So once they tell you no tchelis, who are denominated, told you no lavan because it's all one mitzvah. Right, there's no svara to say lavan yeah, tchelis not. No svara in that because it's mamish the same cheft, same mitzias of tzitzis. You know, because it's mak of each other. Meaning, and it could be as kenzine. That's mamish what's at the core of the machloikas, right? Because you know, and each one saying, well, my way is more sensical, and the other guy say no. The Ram says no. The Rift's way is more sensical. Well, it's very simple, right? If you hold that the love and the tchelis are mamish ma'akev each other, then the stance of the Yitzchak Bar Baruch and the Baal HaMor is more mistaber. Right. It is more mistaber because, you know, that's tzitzis. Once you say don't put tchelis in, there's no such animal as the tzitzis delovan. There's no such animal. So once they outlawed the tchelis, they outlawed all of the tzitzis. No such thing as tzitzis delovan. Right? Whereas according to the Rambam, that paskins la'alocha v'lamase, right? Like the mandor that the delovan and tchelis are not mak of each other. So it's ifcha mistabra. Ifcha mistabra, right? There's like two different types of tzitzis. Two different types of tzitzis. There's a lavan tzitzis and tchelis. So if they asr the tchelis in the sadin, you know, why should they asr the lavan? These are two different types of tzitzis, right? And when you read through the riff and all his rise, it's just so clear. They asr the tchelis. You know, for the reasons that we said, because of gzera ksus laila, or gzera if it gets ripped out of place and the guy's going to sew it back without retying it, right? So, you know, what's more misar depends, you know, if there's two types of tzitzis, right, that are not mak of each other, so if there goes on one, mechtes, it goes on the other, right, so it goes on one because it could be a problem of shatness under certain conditions, and that goes on the other, which is no problem of shatness whatsoever, but if it's all one mitzias of tzitzis, then it's from mistabra, like the Baal HaMor says. By the way, when I visited Chicago years ago, as a bacher, my older brother was married, I was in the kollel of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha. So I'm, even though I was a Bacher, I'm a Yekka. We wear Talesim. Right, so we have to go through that pain to be Mechaper on the fact that we only wait 3 hours. Right, so You know, so in Chicago at the time, you know, I think Machlokas Bimkoma Omedes, right? In Chicago at the time, forever the ongoing Machlokas of the Eruv, which I think is, you know, Machlokas Bimkoma Omedes Adayom Hazeh, and is going back a very long time ago. And Rav Aaron Sovich was from those who assered, it was not Matir. He didn't hold that the Eruv worked. Kitzer. Rav Aaron, that Shabbos that I was there visiting my brother, Rav Aaron did not make it to shul. You know, he wasn't feeling well. He didn't make it to Yeshivas Brisk, the Chicago, which existed at the time. So after Shachs, we went to visit him, and I was wearing my talis under my overcoat, and my brother warned me I had better leave it in shul, and not go to Rav Aaron's house, with my talis. Because if he sees it, he will scream at me. And I asked why. He says, because they hold, and I'm just quoting, and I'm just wondering, I don't know if there are any briskers in the room right now, said they hold that, like the Baal Amor, right? Like the Shitas Baal Amor that we just mentioned, that the Tchelos and the Lovan are ma'akev each other, mamish, right? So it comes out that no one's doing tzitzis midiraisa, b'yameinu. And in Cain, now the Baal Amor doesn't say this black on white, at least not in that piece, but I think they made the chesh like this, that, we're only Mekayim Tzitzis Midrabanan, Zepes Akiyim Midrabanan, right? But Midoraisa, it's not Tzitzis at all. So from a Torah perspective, right, these Tzitzis of Lovan without Tchelos is Masa, you're carrying. Like anything that's, Tzitzis that are not Mitzuyetzet Kahalacha, Tzitzis that are not halachically sound, have a din of masa, because the only reason why they're considered part of the beggar is because they're coming to be maturit, outs kiyum of tzitzis. But the minute that tzitzis are posul, right, so you're not allowed to be yoytze in that beggar to Rishus HaRabim, if it's not mitzuyetzes kalach, because the tzitzis that are posul are masa, you're carrying. Because their whole function on the beged is just to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, so if they're not being mekayim, their function, so it's superfluous, it's masa. So he told me that the briskers hold, at least Rav Aaron Soloveitchik held, that to wear your talis in Rishus HaRabim, and that's what I'm told. He told me, and that's what my brother told me at the time, right? The briskers don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos outside of the house. They don't. Because we don't have tcheles, and without tcheles, and the tcheles makiv the love, and according to Baal Amor, it's a problem masa on Shabbos. Right? So that's what he told me, Rav Aaron should not see my talis. He'll scream at me. All right. What I did in the end was, I think I did wear the talis, but I did not take my overcoat off when I sat in Rav Aaron's presence. All right, but as I said, that because alts this Baal Amor, that the talis is ma'akiv de lovan, so comes out, right, that our tzitzis are masa on Shabbos, because we're not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis anyway. All right. So that's why they don't wear tzitzis in a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. The kids are, the more glaring question is, like the Shita of the Baal Amor and the Reb Yitzchak Ber Baruch who preceded him, right? That they paskin that the Tchelos and the Lovan are ma'akev each other, right? How can you wear tzitzis at all? Right, if, like, let's say, our tzitzis, right, that, let's say, will be, I guess we could say this, let's back up. It's not so schwer if you would wear dafka cotton tzitzis, assuming the halacha is not like Rava, and the halacha is taka like Rabbi Shmuel, and I don't remember in Cheshbon how they come out, it's something to look up, so it's not so schwer, right, if they paskin, like Rabbi Shmuel, right, that only Tzemer and Pishim are chayv midaraisa, and we'd assume that their tzitzis were only, out of cotton or things like that. So it's kenzain, so the beg is only chayv midarabanan. So the rabbanan said you're yotzer derchiyav derabanan with lovan alone, right? And and then we just get into a different shaila. You get into a different shaila where the Rabban could do something like that, make it ois masa. It's not masa because it's midrabban, it's chayv and tzitzis. Right? And once Midrabban, it's chayv and tzitzis. Mimela, it's called, that's a function of the levush. Now, we had this last week. We had this svara. Right? You know, the svara was raised by the, you know, it's actually a Gemara Mfureshes, you know, and the way the Rambam learned that Gemara seems to be rock solid, but it seems to be Gemara Mfureshes. Right? The Gemara says, you know, that even a person who's posel midrabanan, and then the person was mashbiyam, I want you to swear you have no edus that could help me. And the guy, you know, answers amen and takes on the shvua. He's not chayev korban shvua. He's not in violation of shvua sa edus. Why? Because even though it's his psul is only midrabanan tachlis, we care about results. He's not a bar hagada. Who cares why he's not a bar hagada? Since he has no edus that can help you, as mimela. He's not over on the Shavua, because the Shavua is only for withholding Eidus that can help. His Eidus can't help. Who cares why it can't help? Right? So you see that the Rabbanans, you know, in a certain way do affect Doraisa. They create, you know, something being Ro'ui or not Ro'i. You made him not Ro'il Eidus. Once he's not Ro'il Eidus, who cares? Right? So we could speculate, you know, when we say this, when we don't say this, but we can most definitely speculate. Right, when the Rabbanan make you chayev midrabbanan in tzitzis, right, and so now you're going to put on the tzitzis, the mekayim, that mitzvah tzitzis, the Rabbanan, well, now it's called, you know, that's not masa, because it's coming to be, you know, even midoraisa it's not masa, because I'm not doing it to carry, I'm doing it to be yetzah, the mitzvah, the Rabbanan, you know, it's a davar nifal ayin. Aside from masa, right? That's a question la'ayin by masa by a cotton baget that's only chayv midrabanan. If you put tzitzis on a cotton baget, whether the whole chiv is derabanan, right, and you're mekayim the mitzvah derabanan. So maybe it won't be called masa anymore because the function of the tzitzis is not masa. The function of the tzitzis is be mekayim a mitzvah derabanan. So it's maybe it's not beget or masa anymore because it has a most definite function to be mekayim a mitzvah derabanan, right? And the kudah la'ayin. But there's a bigger problem over here, right? We wear wool tzitzis, you know, we wool begotim. And we put on them, you know, wool tzitzis, you know, but that's pshita, because you have to do mina kanaf, minimally, right? You got to do mina kanaf, right? But the ikar problem is the wool begodim. The wool begodim are chayev midoraisa tzitzis, right? Right? And if the lavan and the tchelis are me'akev each other, right? You're not yotzi yachiv doraisa. Right? You're not Yotzi Yechiv Deiraisa. Right? According to the Baal Amor and the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Baruch. Okay? So what's the heter to wear a wool beged? We could hear that it's mutter to wear a cotton beged, like we said, and maybe even Efshar, it'd be Yotzi Shusa Rabim on Shabbos with it, Efshar. But you know, we could hear that it's Al Kolpanim mutter to wear a cotton Arba Kanfas with just Lavan, because the whole Chiv is only Midrabanan, and the Rabbanan said, this is enough. Right, hey mamru, vehey mamru. Right, but if you have a wool beged that's chayv midoraisa, and we don't have tchilos bismaza, what's the heter to wear a wool beged with tzitzis? Now I don't know. I'm asking. Do briskers not wear wool tzitzis at all? Right, no one's answering me in the chat. Right, because if they don't, you know, now I understand why. Right, Kamadumani, I once visited Brisk and I saw the Rosh Hashiva, you know, only wearing, you know, cotton. So it could be maybe because it's usur. It would be usur to wear a wool beged with tzitzis, only lavan, because if the beged is chayev and tzitzis midoraisa, you can't be mekayim the chiyuv doraisa. So it comes out you're being mevatel a mitzvah sasei doraisa. You're mechayev yourself a mitzvah sasei doraisa. You're not being mekayim it. So Efshar briskers only wear cotton tzitzis. I don't know. I'm asking. Right? But Echshaloyeh, you know, I saw in the Tumim Deim, in the edition that you had, the Megia on the bottom, the Megia does ask this kasha. How can we wear tzitzis at all, right? If we're chayev midoraisa and there's no kiyum midoraisa, so because that would all be mevatel mitzvah aseh. So he says, like, they're very dochuk. He says, the Torah never said, lo silbash arba konfos b'li tzitzis. The Torah just said, put on tzitzis. That's what he writes. He says, lo mistaber. Seems to be you're mechayev yourself in a mitzvah aseh that you can't keep. And that's called bitul aseh, I would think. Right? So I think, a person builds a house, right? And he has a makkah on the roof. He has a flat roof. He has a flat roof that he can walk on. He has to make a makkah. He's just not being mekayim the aseh of makkah. But pashas, the minute a person's mechuyev in a mitzvah saseh, and he doesn't do it, he's mevatel mitzvah saseh. Right? That's what I think. Anyone think otherwise? I really don't have an answer to this nakuda. Right? Lastly, just a very cute idea, right, that there were interesting, strange bedfellows, as the Shakespeare would say. They had strange bedfellows here, right, that the Balmor actually said a svara of the Rambam. If you just hold on half a second, if anyone's still in the room anyway, if you just hold on half a second, I would just want to get a sefer on mitzvahs. Hold on. I have in my hand the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rav Chaim Heller, which doesn't have the Asogas HaRamban, unfortunately, because I do believe, if I remember correctly, it's Asogas HaRamban on this Rambam. I think he disagrees with the Svara, but it's very interesting that the Balmor basically, even though he krigs on the Rambam and the Rif, actually, the Mesiach Lefi Tumo said this svara of the Rambam that come into mind, the Ramban disagrees with. I'm going to read you the Lashon of the Sefer on Mitzvahs. Mitzvah Yudalit. V'ushvar l'asot tzitzis. V'omor yisbarach v'asolam tzitzis. V'nasol al tzitzis akram sil t'chelas. Right? V'lo timne b'shtei mitzvahs. Af api shashor seir al t'chelas seir makasolam v'alo v'en makam sa t'chelas. Right? Do not count them as two separate mitzvahs. According to even though we paskin, to us it's a, clear. Says the Rambam, that the Tchelis is not Makiv, the Lava, and the Lava is not Makiv, the Tchelis. So you might think if they're not Makiv each other, it should be two separate mitzvahs. No. Lo Temach, he says the Rambam. Right? Lom Besifri, Yochoshe, it's a mitzvah, Tchelis, a mitzvah, Lava, Tar, Lomar, Vachem, Letzitzis, mitzvah, Achasi, Venish, De mitzvahs. Right? So he says, it's a Sifrei, that he claims that, I don't have, inform me at right the a edition which has the Asokas HaRamban, but I think Ramban totally disagrees with this, right? And he says that's not the Pshan of Sifrei, but the Rambam says, right, there's a Sifrei, says Yochol Chtei Mitzvah, Vayachem Tzitzis, all one mitzvah. What's going on? The Kasha I hear, the Teretz I don't hear. What's Episode Gzeres HaKosev? It's a Gzeres HaKosev that it's only one mitzvah. What's going on? So I understand the pshat in this Rambam, that this Rambam is just a application, right? That there is an application of what he writes in Shoresh Yud Beis of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? And we, Tzvi, who might be the only one in the room right now, knows I have a whole shir on this. Right? The Rambam says that when you don't count every va'asisa, right, in the by the Melechus HaMishkan as a separate mitzvah. It says make this kli, make that kli. Masha, we're coming up too soon in Parshas Truma. Make this, make that. Right, we don't count every asiyah as a separate mitzvah. It's all one mitzvah of vasuli mikdash. Right? And we have all shir, why all the kelim are, because it's the mikdash, the makam of avoda, right? So the klei avoda is part of the mikdash. It's all the different kelim nechol in the one mitzvah of vasuli mikdash. So the Ramban Taka asks on the Rambam, you know, and I'm somech that the Ramban, you know, had his sources, I just don't know, right? The Ramban asks on the Rambam later, you know, in his Hasogas to Mitzvah Lamed Dalet, right? He says, listen, I don't get it, you know, we could be makriv in the Mikdash without Kalim. The Kalim, you know, we could do Avoda in the Mikdash without Kalim. Right? So I don't say where the Rambam's coming from, that it's all Nichlal, that, because not makriv, that's what he says. You know, and I don't know, I'm sure it's not simple, and it's totally in the what Avoda and which Kli. But he says you can have a Metzias of Avoda in the Mokum, but you can't do Avoda anywhere else, but without the Kalim. So why are you making the Kalim Nichlal in the bias, right? So the answer is, when the real pshat in the Rambam is in light of what he's saying over here in Tzitzis. This, what he says by the mitzvah of Tzitzis is a further pirush on what he wrote in Shorash Yud Beis, right? Which, you know, is miyash of this kash of the Ramban, right? It's not the pshat, right? That has to be ma'akev in order to be all one mitzvah. That's what the Rambam's writing here, Lehedja. As long as it's called the same cheftza, right? The Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum of Avoda. So even if you could do Avoda in the Mokum HaMikdash without the Kalim, like, I don't know, legend has it that the Balei HaTosfos did a Korban Pesach. You know, okay, well, that's not such a riot, even without a bias, all right? But let's, you know, Nazov it's that. I'm just saying. Right? Even if you could do the Avoda without the Kalim, let's just say, that's not a pircha on the fact that the Kalim and the Mikdash and the Bais are all one mitzvah, because it's the same project. So even if there are components of the project that aren't ma'akiv the project, the same mitzvah is on the project. It's on the project. The project is a makam of Avoda. Right, so everything that's a function of Avoda is Nichla, whether it's Makiv or not. It's all the same project. Right? It's all the same project. Okay? So, whether it's Makiv or not, that's what the Rambam's saying. This is what he's saying. It's all called Tzitzis. That's what it's saying. You know, you might think it's two different mitzvahs because they're not ma'akev, and that's a simple svara. But it's all called tzitzis, all the project. So even though these two components are not ma'akev each other, right? They nonetheless belong to the same whole. So what if they're not ma'akev each other? Two parts aren't ma'akev each other. Chas v'shalom, right? I mean, give a very gross mashal, right? You know, there are avorim of an adam that ain't a neshama tluya ben. Right, a person's not going to die chas v'shalom if you cut off one of his fingers. Right, he's not going to die. It's not makiv. You could live a full life and live to a ripe old age without one of his fingers. Some people live for many years without a kidney, lo aleinu. Right. It's still part of the adam. Right, so they're called the Avareya Adam, whether the Adam will die without it or not. You know, even if he won't die without it, it's still called part of the Tzelem of the Adam. Right, it's all called part of the human being. It's all part of his the human being, the body. V'zeh Pashut. And by the way, this mashal that I just gave, Al Pi Machshava, is very, very true. Right, because both in the Rambam and the Pirkei Atzlocha, which we're not so sure if it's from the Rambam, but it's in the Kuzri, it's in the Malbim, but Al Kulam, it's in the Zayar, that the Kalim of the Mishkan are makbil, are parallel to the Evorim and the Adam. Like everyone says, the Oron is like the heart. The Oron has the luchos, which are like a heart, and the krum on top of the Oron is like the lungs that are on top of the heart. Yeah, etc., etc., etc. Ayin chum bakol makomashi iskarnu. Right. So this was not a mashal that's rachok. This mashal is mamish daimer. These are like the avorim of the Adam, the whole. The whole is called the mikdash. These are called the organs of the mikdash. Even if there are organs, you can live without. And that's what. And this is what we learn. You know, this is how we further understand the Shorash Yud Beis, based on what the Rambam said here by the mitzvah of tzitzis. Right? It's all called ve'alchem tzitzis. It's all called tzitzis. Well, even though they're two separate chiyuvim that are not ma'akev each other, they all belong to the same whole. The whole is called tzitzis, and the shem mitzvah is outs the whole, whether the chalokim are ma'akev each other or not. Right? That's klor the pshat in the Rambam. And it's amazing. The Baal Amor, who's the Bar Plukta of the Rambam, and Mamish the Bar Plukta, both on the din of Sodom Batiz, but even on the very basic Yesod of Atreles Makev is Alovan, Valovan Makev is Atreles. You know, that's the Baal Mor holds, that the Ram held they're not Makvin Zedze. The Baal Mor hold they are Makvin Zedze. But the Baal Mor still said, you should know, even if I would paskin, right, that the Trelis and Lovin are not mock of each other, which is the way Ram paskins and the way the Rif paskins, right? If I would paskin away, I would still hold my din of Sadin Bitzitzis is Osir. I would still hold my din, right? Even though two separate Chiyuvim, still, because shame tzitzis chadu, it's all one shame. So it comes out that even if he would hold like the Rambam, he would argue on the Rambam because of the Rambam's svara, or, you know, it's the Rambam's idea that it's all called tzitzis. Right? I hope you found the last part cute. I apologize for my tardiness. It was really because I had difficulty getting the thing to work. All right, and we go back next week to Tuesday, and it'll be Tuesday on time, and hopefully you'll find it geschmack next Tuesday. Try us again. אוקיי, אני אקח את זה.
היא קונה מעיל וסוודר ממייסיס, כי בדיוק עכשיו יש את המעיל הזה במידה שלה.
אבל יש לה כרטיס אשראי.
אבל... רוצה אצלך, יש לך יותר כסף.
לא, זה שטוי, זה הכל אותו כסף.
כמה יש לה?
לא משנה, I'll give her my debit card.
No, כמה יש לה?
לא יודע כמה יש לה, just give her the...
יותר מאלף?
Yeah, just give her this. So... אבל כבר צריך לאחל לברכס עכשיו, לא?